I want to welcome in the head coach for the Ainsworth Bulldogs cross country team, Trey Sleater. Trey, how are we doing today?
Pretty good, Talon. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, just a preview of the fall season coming up. First meet's going to be on September 3rd. What are you looking for from your team in that first meet to kind of get the season going?
Well, we'd really like to start off the season, you know, on a hot streak here. We've had really good dedication throughout the summer from all of our runners, and so I'm hoping that'll set us up for some early success to get the season started.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all you can ask for from your team. Any key contributors you see coming into this season that are some upperclassmen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the boys' side of things, I've got three seniors that were freshmen when I started coaching, so this will be my first group all the way through. And I think they're going to provide a lot of experience to these younger guys that we've got on the team and bring them along. On the girls' side, my top two girls, Kylie and Reagan, they're going to be phenomenal, as they always have been, so it's going to be really fun to get them in a competitive setting and watch them go to work.
Absolutely. Always nice to have some leaders coming back into the new year. Any underclassmen that you see is really going to provide a spark for you coming into this fall year?
Yeah, actually on both sides, we've got some underclassmen coming up. On the boys' side, I've got a group of three freshmen, and I'm looking forward to see what they can do, you know, getting into some 5Ks this year, and I think that some of them are going to progress really well over the mile in middle school last year. On the girls' side, I've got a sophomore girl that I'm really hoping is going to step up and fill some shoes and be that number three runner for us this season. It'll be crucial to have her healthy and active in the meets.
How has the start of your fall season been, especially with practice and obviously conditioning, especially as cross-country runners, you know, more of that distance? How's that been so far to start the season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, practice has been great. Like I said, throughout the summer, and we're optional runs throughout the summer, and I saw 95% of my runners for most of the summer, so they've been dedicated since the beginning of July, and that's carried through. In conditioning week, I think I had all but four runners that were there every single night. So I think that there's a lot of eagerness throughout the team this year. It's a little more dynamic than it has been in years past. And so I'm hoping that this enthusiasm that's kind of in the atmosphere right now is going to carry into the season and give us a good jump in practice. They've been showing up to workouts, and I've been really happy with what I've been seeing as their time's coming in.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. That's all I have for you. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come and join us and just talk about the season coming up.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that was the head coach for the Ainsworth Bulldogs cross-country team, Trey Sleater, joining me in previewing the upcoming fall season.